Judges, chapter 16. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Matthew, chapter 18. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, roughly 800,000 children are reported missing each year in the United States. Most are found. Thousands are not. The Night Knocker. 1. Half an hour after Tim Jamison's Delta flight was scheduled to leave Tampa for the bright lights and tall buildings of New York, it was still parked at the gate. When a Delta agent and a blonde woman with a security badge hanging around her neck entered the cabin, there were unhappy, premonitory murmurings from the packed residents of economy class. "May I have your attention, please?" the Delta guy called. "How long's the delay gonna be?" someone asked. "Don't sugarcoat it."
"The delay should be short, and the captain wants to assure you all that your flight will arrive approximately on time. We have a federal officer who needs to board, however, so we'll need someone to give up his or her seat."
A collective groan went up, and Tim saw several people unlimber their cell phones in case of trouble. There had been trouble in these situations before. "Delta Airlines is authorized to offer a free ticket to New York on the next outbound flight, which will be tomorrow morning at 6:45 a.m. Another groan went up. Someone said, "Just shoot me." The functionary continued, undeterred. "You'll be given a hotel voucher for tonight, plus $400. It's a good deal, folks. Who wants it?" He had no takers. The security blonde said nothing, only surveyed the crowded economy class cabin with all-seeing, but somehow lifeless, eyes.
$800, the Delta guy said, "plus the hotel voucher and the complimentary ticket."
"Guy sounds like a quiz show host," grunted a man in the row ahead of Tim's.
There were still no takers.
$1,400?
And still none. Tim found this interesting, but not entirely surprising. It wasn't just because a 6:45 flight meant getting up before God, either. Most of his fellow economy class passengers were family groups headed home after visiting various Florida attractions. Couples sporting beachy keen sunburns, and beefy, red-faced, pissed-off-looking guys who probably had business in the Big Apple worth considerably more than $1,400. Someone far in the back called,
"Throw in a Mustang convertible and a trip to Aruba for two, and you can have both our seats."
This sally provoked laughter. It didn't sound terribly friendly. The gate agent looked at the blonde with the badge, but if he hoped for help there, he got none. She just continued her survey, nothing moving but her eyes. He sighed and said,
$1,600.
Tim Jamison suddenly decided he wanted to get the fuck off this plane and hitchhike north. Although such an idea had never so much as crossed his mind before this moment, he found he could imagine himself doing it, and with absolute clarity. There he was, standing on Highway 301 somewhere in the middle of Hernando County with his thumb out. It was hot. The love bugs were swarming. There was a billboard advertising some slip-and-fall attorney. Take It on the Run was blaring from a boombox sitting on the concrete block step of a nearby trailer where a shirtless man was washing his car. And eventually some Farmer John would come along and give him a ride in a pickup truck with steak sides, melons in the back, and a magnetic Jesus on the dashboard. The best part wouldn't even be the cash money in his pocket. The best part would be standing out there by himself, miles from this sardine can with its warring smells of perfume, sweat, and hairspray. The second best part, however, would be squeezing the government tit for a few dollars more. He stood up to his perfectly normal height, 5'10" and a fraction, pushed his glasses up on his nose, and raised his hand.
"Make it 2,000, sir, plus a cash refund of my ticket, and the seat is yours."
2. The voucher turned out to be for a cheese dog hotel located near the end of Tampa International's most